Last year we were discussing at length the role of Birchos Kriya Shema, several different possibilities. Birchos Kriya Shema serving as a form of Birchos HaMitzvah for the obligation of Kriya Shema itself, the possibility of Birchos Kriya Shema serving as Birchos HaTfilah, even if the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is no longer fulfilled, and then the third possibility, that the Birchos Kriya Shema perhaps are linked even more strongly to the Kriya Shema than an average Birchos HaMitzvah. Perhaps this is considered to be the kiyum of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Bishleimusa, to recite Kriya Shema uvirchoseha. We mentioned the several deos that you find in Rishonim, the view, for example, of Amram Gaon, that if in fact you're reciting Kriya Shema out of the framework, the misgeris of Birchos Kriya Shema, an actual Birchos HaMitzvah is recited. And the sugi and brachos and daftes and dafyud, hakor mikan veilach lo hifsid kodam haTorah, the possibility that you recite Birchos Kriya Shema even after the Zman Kriya Shema has already come to an end. In the various deos that are shown him, how in fact can that be? Does that somehow imply an ongoing kiyum of Kriya Shema, or is that simply because of the kiyum and tefillah? And then we left off with the chiddush of the Rambam, that generally speaking, the Rambam writes that we'll view a mitzvah and its bracha to an extent independently. And if you have a case, for example, a sfeika daraisa the chumrah, even though one is obligated to repeat the mitzvah, nonetheless no birchas hamitzvah is recited. And that kaseder was the shita sarambam. In Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tzitzis, in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Mila, the Rambam writes this when it comes to shchita sakoi. The same thing is true Perek Vav of Hilchos Sukkah. Whenever you have a sfeik daraisa mitzvah, sfeika daraisa the chumrah, however a bracha is not recited. And suddenly in Perek Beis of Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Rambam writes that Safek Kara Kriya Shema, Safek Lo Kara, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph, if you're obligated to repeat the Kriya Shema again, because Sveika Darais L'Chumra, and the Rambam writes that includes Birchos Kriya Shema as well. Apparently, you see according to the Rambam Shita, that this is not simply the link of a Birchos HaMitzvah, but rather, as Rav Soloveitchik explained, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Bishleimusa incorporates Kriya Shema uvirchoseha. And in fact, that is the role of Birchos Kriya Shema, to elaborate at greater length on the very themes of the Kriya Shema itself. And those parallels obviously point out that this is the kiyum of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in its fullest sense. And therefore, Safek in Kriya Shema, you're obligated to repeat the mitzvah Bishleimusa, and that includes even the brachos as well. The Ravid maintains this is true of every Birchas HaMitzvah. Whenever there's a Sveika Daraisa L'Chumra in a given mitzvah, one is obligated to repeat the mitzvah and to recite the Brach as well. Perhaps according to the Ravid Shita, the Birchas HaMitzvah is not an independent kiyum, but rather Midrabanan is considered to be a part of the mitzvah itself. And therefore, once you assume Sveika Daraisa L'Chumra mitzvah, that applies even to the Birchas HaMitzvah. The Tosfos HaRosh even raises the issue of brachos, naf tezvav. Why is it that we assume that brachos einon ma'akvos? If a person performs a mitzvah and doesn't recite a bracha, nonetheless he is yotze. Maybe one could argue very simply, the reason that that's true, a bracha is not ma'akeves, is simply because it's a separate kiyum. Mehecha teisa, that a person should not fulfill the mitzvah if he did not recite the bracha. But that's not the answer that Tosfos HaRosh writes. He argues in Brachos Naf Tezvav, the reason a bracha is not ma'akeves, and you fulfill the mitzvah even if you don't recite a Birchas HaMitzvah, is because of the following. The Tosfos HaRosh writes, the mitzvah, for example, lulav shofar, is daraisa. The Birchas HaMitzvah is only derabanan. The reason brachos einon ma'akvos, in the case of Birchas HaMitzvah, the Tosfos HaRosh writes, is because they're on two tiers. The bracha is derabanan, and the mitzvah is daraisa. So obviously, you cannot argue the bracha is indispensable. Mikra hadin daraisa, the mitzvah is performed without any bracha. This is what leads, for example, Yosef Engel to discuss at length the possibility that a bracha would be ma'keves and a mitzvah derabanan. The Tosfos HaRosh writes, the only reason a bracha is dispensable, b'di'eved, is because the mitzvah is daraisa, the bracha is derabanan. And what if that's not the case? What if you have a mitzvah d'rabanan and a bracha d'rabanan? The possibility, he writes, he suggests in Rashi Shita, that a bracha could in fact be makev, a great chiddush. That again seems to indicate in a broader sense this issue of Rambam and Ravid, to what extent we assume a bracha is a secondary independent kiyum, to what extent that's considered to be part of the mitzvah itself. And the Rambam writes the distinction between Kriya Shema as opposed to other cases of mitzvah. There is another important comment that the Or Zeruah has. This is found in Dinei Kriya Shema in Simen Chaf Hei, where he addresses the role of Birchos Kriya Shema as Birchos HaMitzvah, in the following sense. We know the Gemara tells us in Sochim and Av Zayin that normally Birchos HaMitzvah are always recited over L'Asiyasa. First you recite the bracha, and then afterwards, then you perform the mitzvah. In unusual cases where that cannot be done, in those instances, Chazal or Misakin, that the Birchos HaMitzvah is La'achar Asiyasa. The Gemara's extreme case, Psachim Dav Zayin, is Tfilas HaGer. How can a bracha be recited before the Tfilah? The Ger, as of yet, is not a Ben Yisrael. So therefore, only after the Tfilah can the bracha, in fact, be recited. And therefore, the Gemara says it's true that the bracha on Tfilas HaGer at least is La'achar Asiyasa because there's no other option. And therefore, that was the Takana. In fact, the Gemara writes that that's the simple understanding of the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav. The Gemara writes in Psachim Adav Zayin that normally when a bracha is over L'Asiyasa, the prefix which is used is Li, Lahaba, I'm about to perform a mitzvah. If the bracha is La'achar Asiyasa, so I cannot say Li, but rather the Nusach HaBracha is Al. For example, in the case of Tfilah Sager, the bracha is Al HaTfilah, because the bracha is recited La'achar Asiyasa. Tosfos writes in Brachos Nafnun Aleph that one day that's why the bracha is Al Netilas Yadayim, because first you wash, and afterwards the bracha is recited, so therefore not Lito with a Lamed, but rather Al Netilas Yadayim. What about when it comes to Lulav and Esrog? So the Gemara has the following difficulty. Whenever you recite a bracha, so therefore we prefer that the Cheftah Shel Bracha is in your hand, the Birchas HaNenin, the Birchas HaMitzvah. Look, you're going to pick up the Dalet Minim, Midag Be, Nafik Be, you're ready outside. So the Pashur Pshat Netzugin Psachim Adav Zayin is that's exactly why the Nusach HaBracha is Al Netilas Lulav. Because first you pick it up, you're ready outside the Netilah, and then you recite the Bracha Val. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, if somehow you are not going to be out, say, until after the bracha, then the Nusach HaBracha should be Lito Lulav, not Al Netilas Lulav. If, for example, you're going to hold it in an unusual fashion, Shelo Kederach HaGedilasan, or you're going to have in mind that you're not going to be out, say, so then the Rambam writes, follow the normal Birchas HaMitzvah of Le. It's a Chiddush that the Gemara raises the Kasha, what do you do with the case of Dalet Minim? And the Teretz of the Gemara is that's why Chazal or Misakin the Nusach HaBracha of Al Netilas Lulav, and all of a sudden Tosos comes up with ways that you can be Yotze, making the bracha over L'Asiyasa, and yet you are not fulfilling the mitzvah as of yet. Holding upside down, having a mind not to be Yotze, the Rambam writes in those cases, then the Nusach HaBracha should be Lito Lulav, not a case of Al Netilas Lulav. Normally, Al is reserved, generally speaking, for L'Achar Asiyasa. The Rambam writes a great Chiddush when it comes to Bidikas Chametz. Why is the bracha of Al Bir Chametz? Isn't that over L'Asiyasan? The Rambam writes, not really. Since, after all, Midaraisa Bitl Ba'al Masagi, when a person's mindset is he's going to rid his house of Chametz, that, according to the Rambam, is the key mitzvah Tashbisu. So the Rambam writes a great Chiddush that that mindset precedes the bracha that you recite, and that's why the bracha, again, is Al, because that bracha is La'achar Asiyasa. That's a further example. These are exceptional cases where the Birchas HaMitzvah is La'achar Asiyasa. Machlokas, the Rambam and Raivid, for example, when it comes to Birchas Erisin. Now, what type of bracha is that? Is that the Birchas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Erisin? That's the Rambam Shita. There's not only a mitzvah of Puruvu, there's a mitzvah of Ki Kach Ishisha. And the Birchas Erisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam writes, therefore, it's recited over L'Asiyasa, and therefore the Rambam writes in the Tshuvas that ideally the Chosan should recite this bracha. However, since there are many Chassanim who are not fully proficient in Birchas Erisin, so therefore the Mesader Kedushin recites the bracha to be Motzi the Chosan, and perhaps the Kala as well, in this Birchas HaMitzvah. That's what the Rambam writes explicitly. In the Tshuvas HaRambam, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and we apply the principle of Yatza Motzi, that's a Kiddush. We normally assume Yatza Motzi applies in the following. We're all obligated to make Kiddush. So I can make Kiddush for myself, I will make Kiddush for you. In this particular instance, at this Hasana, this is not my mitzvah. This is your mitzvah of Yishus. And yet the Rambam writes, nonetheless, the Misadr Kedushin, who has no current Chiyuv at all, nonetheless can still be Motzi you in that bracha, and that is not considered to be a case of Kol Mishenu Mechuya Badavar, in a Motzi Yisraam, Yirei Chavasa. Poshem Shat, this is against the Shilti HaGiborim, the very end of Meseches Rosh Hashanah, that writes, when it comes, for example, to Pidin HaBen, the Avi HaBen makes the bracha. Someone else can't be Motzi the Avi HaBen. Why? Because this is not his mitzvah, he's einu mechuyev b'davar. This is a mitzvah squarely incumbent upon the Avi Aben. The Rambam writes, when it comes to Kedushin, this is a birchas ha-mitzvah, and the Mesadr Kedushin is motzi the chasan, the first chivon of the Behud Aben Ezer, maybe motzi the kala as well, in the birchas ha-erusin. And many other Rishon disagree. The Bali Atzosus assumed that, no, this is not the birchas ha-mitzvah, but rather birchas ha-erusin is birchas sherech v'hodah. After all, the Rosh and the Ran write, there is no mitzvah of Ishus at all. And therefore, this is not a birchas ha-mitzvah, but therefore this is a birchas shevach v'hodah that normally is la'achar asiyasa. So whereas the Rambam writes that birchas erisin is before the ma'isa kedushin, over the asiyasa, many other Rishon disagree and assume that the birchas erisin is la'achar asiyasa, after the erisin takes place. And the Ravid has a split shita. The Rabbi writes the following chiddush. In principle, the Rambam is correct. This is a birchas ha-mitzvah. And normally speaking, a birchas ha-mitzvah should be recited over la'asiyasa. But that cannot be true when it comes to birchas erusin. Why? What's the problem? If the mitzvah is squarely dependent upon myself, I can recite the birchas erusin over la'asiyasa and then go ahead and perform the mitzvah. But if, for example, you're dealing with a mitzvah that's toli ba'acherim, so in such an instance, the Ravid writes, how can you recite the Birchas HaMitzvah over the Asiyasa? You recite the Birchas Erisin. And who says that the Kala is willing to go through with the marriage and accept the Kesef Kedushin? So therefore, first you must make sure that the Erisin will take hold, and then afterwards you can make a bracha. This is comparable to the case of Bir Chametz, as the Rambam writes, or Tfilas Sager, or Netilas Lulav, or Netilas Yadayim, where because of a technical problem, the bracha cannot be recited over L'Asiyasa, and therefore the bracha is L'Achar Asiyasa. So everyone agrees, an unusual circumstance, when a bracha cannot be recited over L'Asiyasa, it's recited L'Achar Asiyasa. What is the machlokas between the Rambam and Or Zeruah? What about the normal cases where the Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited over L'Asiyasa, but for whatever reason, I failed to do so. I forgot to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah. And now I did the mitzvah. Do I argue that, look, now you can recite b'di'eved, the Birchas HaMitzvah, even though the mitzvah has already been fulfilled? After all, if in certain cases, Chazal were misaking the Birchas HaMitzvah l'chatchila, la'achar asiyasa, so you see that it's chal, you see that it's tofes, so therefore, b'di'eved, if I didn't recite the Birchas HaMitzvah over L'Asiyasa, I can recite the Birchas HaMitzvah L'Achar HaAsiyasa. That's the Shita of the Or Zeruah, found in Dinei Kriyashma in Simen Chafei. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Hilchos Brachos and in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Brachos, that is not true. In cases where the Chamim instituted that the Brach is L'Achar HaAsiyasa, then absolutely, L'Achar HaAsiyasa. But in cases where the bracha should have been over L'Asiyasa, that is not just simply the ideal din l'chatchila, but b'di'eved, the bracha can only be recited over L'Asiyasa and not l'achar asiyasa at all. That's the Shitas HaRambam. In fact, the Rambam compares the Birchas HaMitzvah to Birchas HaNenin. Just as the Birchas HaNenin is only kodem achila, if a person did not recite a Birchas HaNenin and then he ate, so in any future eating, obviously that warrants a bracha. But you don't recite a bracha now as a birchas hanen for what you already consumed. The Rambam writes the same is true when it comes to a birchas ha-mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara Brachos and Daf Nun Aleph seems to equate these two halachos. What is true of a birchas hanen is also true of a birchas ha-mitzvah. And therefore the Rambam writes that over l'asiyasa is not just simply a din l'chatchila, but that in fact is b'di'eved. The Rambam begins Hilchos Brachos that Kishem Shemavarchin Al Hahanah Kach Mavarchin Al HaMitzvos. That just like the Chamur Kaveh of Birchas Hanenin, so too there is a Brachan Mitzvah. Rosavetchik could often invoke that Birchas Hanenin, the Gemara tells us, is a Matir in Etilas Rishus. Perhaps that same concept exists even when it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah as well, and that's only over L'Asiyasan in Nat La'achar Asiyasa. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Or Zeruah. Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes points out the following, that even if you should assume that you don't make a bracha la'achar asiyasa as the Rambam Shita, but you can make a bracha b'meshach asiyasa. Let's assume you failed to recite the bracha as the mitzvah began, but the mitzvah has not yet come to an end. A bracha can still be chal as long as the asiyah is that which is continuous. So, for example, Tosus writes, ideally, when it comes to Lulav and Esrog, that's the Tosus, look at the Flamedes, you make a bracha of Lasiasa. What happens if I was no to Lulav and Esrog, and all of a sudden now I realize that I didn't recite a bracha? So Tosus says you can still recite a bracha, because even though minimally, mida'ag be'nafigbe, you're yotzi by picking up the Dalet Minim, but there certainly is an extended kiyum of Dalet Minim above and beyond the minimal akicha. And how do you know that this is true? Tosus brings two rayas that are very different. One is very simply, halel nanuim. You can't put the lulav and esrog down. You haven't completed the mitzvah. You're going to use it again when it comes to halel. And therefore, still, a bracha can be recited now because it's considered al pidin to be b'meshech asiyasa. And then Tosus quotes in Sukkot Daf Lamed Tes, Anshe Yerushalayim, a very great chiddush. The Gemara tells us that Anshe Yerushalayim used to carry the dalet minim with them throughout the entire day. They used to go for the purpose of Nichama Velim, Bichur Cholim, Lulav Obiyado. So therefore, Tosa says, apparently you see that there is a Kiyum Netila above and beyond minimally picking up the Dalet Minim and putting it down, and therefore, a bracha can still be recited because Al Tidin, this is called Bemesha Chasiyasa. Those two rites of Tosus are very important. If you assume it's only because of Nanuim, that would mean after Halil and after Nanuim, one could no longer recite the bracha of Anatilas Lulav. If you assume Anshe Yerushalayim, that would even be possible Kol Hayom to do so. That's the Chiddush of Tosus, that Meshech Asiyasa, one is allowed to recite a bracha, even if you will subscribe to the Rambam Shita, that you cannot recite a bracha, Le'achar Asiyasa. That's what Tosus writes in Sukkah. This is the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, for example, in Madura Tinyana, in Simin Yud Gimel. A person, for example, lights a Ner Chanukah. He lights, let's assume, a single candle, and all of a sudden realize he didn't recite the bracha of Lahadlik. So what does he do now? Is he allowed to recite the bracha of Lahadlik Ner after already some hadlaka was done? So Rabbi Kiveger quotes three possibilities that would allow him to recite a bracha. Number one is this or Zeruah, that he can recite a Berachas HaMitzvah even La'achar HaSiyasa. Number two is Tosus Ashita, even if Achar HaSiyasa, no, but at least B'meshach HaSiyasa. So therefore, if it's not the first night, second, third, fourth night of Chanukah, so you lit a candle, now you realize you didn't make the bracha, you can still recite the bracha because Meshach HaSiyasa. And then Rabbi Kiveger involves himself in a very interesting discussion as to whether a Berachas HaMitzvah can be recited on Hidur Mitzvah. After all, you lit one candle, you fulfill the Ikar Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, but you still have to fulfill the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Can a Berachas HaMitzvah be recited on Mahadrin or on Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin? That's the further extended Shiur, Rabbi Kiveger and Simri Gimel. But this is a very important Machlokis Lahalacha, the Rambam and Or Zaruha, whether in fact the Bracha can be recited La'ach Rasiyacha. The Shach discusses this in the very beginning of Yerodea. You have reason to believe that this animal is a trefa, for example. But you're not going to be able to determine whether the shchita will be a full shchita that will be matir, the animal bachil or not, until after you do the shchita, and you will check and determine whether the animal is a trefa or whether it's not. Can one first do the shchita, and then afterwards go ahead and make a bracha, once you've determined that this was in fact a shchita kshera? The Shach discusses at length this issue, the Rambam and Or Zeruah. Why is this relevant to our discussion? Because the Zeruah mentions this chiddush in Dinei Kriya Shema and Simen Chafei, and his raya that you can recite a Birchas HaMitzvah La'achar Asiyasa is from Birchos Kriya Shema. Let's assume, for example, a person knows that the Zman Kriya Shema is imminent, and therefore he recites Kriya Shema now, but he didn't recite Birchos Kriya Shema. So later, even after the Zman Kriya Shema has passed, he's going to go ahead now and recite Kriya Shema Berchosea. He was already Yotzei the Mitzvah. The Mishnah that we discussed in Daf Tes, in the Gemara in Daf Yud, if a person is reciting Kriya Shema Lachar Zmano, he can recite Birchos Kriya Shema. Hakari Mikan Berchlo Hifsit Karma Torah. But this case is different. This is a case where he was already Mekayin the Mitzvah. Once you fulfill the Mitzvah, can you still recite Birchos Kriya Shema? Halacha l'maisa, person, whatever, is going to a shacharis, which is very late. And assuming, therefore, the person will say kriyasha before davening, and now he was already yotzei the mitzvah, can he recite birchas kriyashma afterwards? The Rezura writes, absolutely yes. Why is that true? One could have argued it's true because of the secondary elements of Birchos Kriya Shema as part of the Kiyum of Tefillah. Or Zohar writes, no, that this is the model of a Birchos HaMitzvah La'achar Asiyasa. And therefore, Achar Asiyasa is always good, B'dieved, and sometimes the Chachamim instituted a Birchos HaMitzvah, as it did in L'chatchila, in cases where one has no choice but to recite the Birchos HaMitzvah, La'achar Asiyasa. That's the Makor of the Rezarua and Dinei Kriya Shema, treating Birchos Kriya Shema as a Birchos HaMitzvah. It's a fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and Rezarua. There are other indications to bear out the point that we mentioned in the last shir of the Rambam, that perhaps Kriya Shema Birchoseha is the extended kiyum of Kriya Shema, the all-encompassing mitzvah of Kabbalah So Malchus Shamayim. If you look, for example, in Simin Samachay, Mechaber Rama discussed the following issue. A person, for example, is reading Kriya Shema. Ideally, it should be read without any hefsik at all. What happens if there is a hefsik in the middle of Kriya Shema? Is he Yotze or is he not? Is there some point in time that we argue the hefsik is so long that therefore he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah? So the Ramah quotes one Yesh Orin that tells us the following. That if the hefsik was ba'ones, let's assume, for example, a person was in an area, he started to recite Kriya Shema, and all of a sudden the area now is foul, and he's not allowed to recite Kriya Shema. And until that debris was cleared, or until he leaves the area and goes to another place, there is a significant lapse of time. A hefsik kedei ligmar eskula. The Rama writes, Yesh Omrim, that if it is ba'ones, and the hefsik is an extended one, kedei ligmar eskula, so in such a case, one is not yotzei, and one has to repeat the Kriya Shema. So the Rama writes the following chiddush, that sometimes there's an element of hefsik that will require that you repeat the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It has to be an extended hefsik, a hefsik which is kedei ligmar eskula. In fact, we pointed out in last year as well, the chiddush of the Rashba, the second parak of Brachos begins, Hayakara betorah higi azman amikra, im kivni bayatza. A person is reading through a Sefer Torah, and he happens to read all three parshios of the Kriya Shema. So as long as he had proper kavanah, he's yotzei. So the Rashba writes, you see, several chiddushim from that Mishnah. There were no brachos. We discussed the diuk of the bir halacha, there was no baruch shem kavod. He didn't recite the parshios in order. Furthermore, certainly is a hefsik. He's just reading keseder, right? The Sefer Torah. Certainly there's a significant hefsik. So the Rashba writes that sometimes apparently you see that a hefsik will not prevent you, b'di'evid, from fulfilling the mitzvah. But one day in Raman, Simin Samachay, that if it was machmas ones, there was no way you could have recited the Kriya Shema. And it's a hefsik, which is a significant one. Kedei ligmor eskula, so in such a case, one is not yotzei. This sheet of the Ramah is discussed in the Yerushalmi. This is the Bir Halacha quote in Simin Samachay. And the Yerushalmi has a fascinating suffix. How is it that you measure the time period of Kedei ligmor eskula? Kedei ligmor eskula includes what? So the Yerushalmi writes the following, Yechidish of Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya Boi. Is that only Kriya Shema? Or is that even Kriya Shema u'Birchoseha? A suffix in Yerushalmi, the Bir Halacha writes. Now the Chiddush to assume that the Dinei Hefsik of Kriya Shema d'Rabbanan are within the time frame of Kriya Shema u'Birchoseha also serve as an indication that at least on the level of d'Rabbanan, Kriya Shema u'Birchoseha, the brachos are not just simply ancillary, secondary kiyumim, but rather part of the mitzvah Kriya Shema b'shleimusa. And in such a case, if there's a shir of kedei ligmor eskula, one could envision that that embraces not only Kriya Shema, but even the birchos Kriya Shema as well. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out another diuk. In order to assume that birchos Kriya Shema are part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the Gemara in Brachos tells us the following, that sometimes the Chacham instituted a bracha ktsara, sometimes a bracha arukah, and certainly one is not allowed to be meshanim at be'ah shetavu b'chachamim. A person can't just simply, capriciously, change the nusach ha-bracha that the Chachamim coined. What happens if a person does that? A person, for whatever reason, recites a bracha and alters it slightly, different from the bracha that the Chachamim coined. What is the halacha in such a case? The Rambam discusses this in two places, in Perak Aleph, at Hilchos Brachos, and in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Kriyashma. In Perek Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam writes the following, that look, ideally, you're not allowed to alter the Matbeah Shetavu B'Chachamim, and if you do so, in it with the Torah. You're making a grievous error. And what happens b'di'evit if you do so? The Rambam writes that look, as long as Hizkir Inyan HaBracha, as long as you mention the theme, the purpose of the bracha, b'di'evit yotze. So if somehow you made a glaring change, and the bracha that you recited no longer resembles the bracha Chazal or Koveya, one is not yotze. But assuming that the bracha hits the right buttons, it's just that you are mishana mi matbeya shetavu b'chachamim, so the Rambam writes that b'di'evit, one is yotze. Perek Aleph of Hilchos Brachos. As the Rebbe pointed out, if you look in the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Kriyashma, the Rambam writes differently. The Rambam writes Birchos Kriyashma. If one is Mishana Mimabeya Shetavu B'Chachamim, the Rambam writes Harei Zetoa, terrible, it's wrong, and then the Rambam writes that a person is obligated V'Chozer U'Mevarech K'matveya. A person is obligated to repeat the Bracha. The Rebbe pointed out the Chiddush. In Hilchos Brachos, generally, the Rambam writes b'di'evit when it's yotze, as long as the bracha resembled the proper nusach ha-bracha. In Hilchos Kriyashma, the Rambam writes chozer u'mevarech k'matbeya. Why should that be? Why should there be a difference between shar dini brachos and birchos Kriyashma? Let's assume, for example, in the Kriyashma itself. So I'm reciting the Kriyashma, and for whatever reason, right, I changed the pasuk. Instead of this word, I recited that word. And I will tell you, the meaning is still the same. Now, the Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim was there, the Kabbalah Sam Mitzvos was still there, but for whatever reason, I recited a pasuk other than I should have. Would you argue, fine, b'di'evit yotze? Would you argue, no? When it comes to Kriyashma, it's not just simply a halacha of kol ha-meshana v'madbeah shetavu b'chachamim. Kriyashma, there's a halacha of Kichsava. No, the Kriyashma has to be recited, right? A rendition of text. No, you didn't read the parsha of Kriyashma. If somehow you alter the words, even if the theme was properly conveyed, you're not yotze. The Rambam extends this even to Birchas Kriyashma as well. Very great Chiddush. That if a person will be mashana v'matbeah shetavu b'chachamim Birchas Kriyashma, you're not yotze. Why should that be? If you assume that Birchas Kriyashma are not just Kiyum Tefillah, Birchas Kriyashma is not just simply a Birchas HaMitzvah, but rather the mitzvah of Kriyashma B'Shleimusa, so then the Rav argue, you can understand very well that just in Kriyashma Gufa this is true. The same thing is true when it comes to the Matbeya Shetavu B'Chachamim of Birchas Kriyashma as well. In fact, there's a very interesting Chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah writes. It's found in the Shar HaTzion in Tav Pei Ches. In Dinei Hallel, Bir Halacha writes a very great Chiddush. Let's assume, for example, you're obligated to recite a full Hallel, and for whatever reason you misread, right, a couple of the words. Bir Halacha writes, you're not yotze. We don't apply the halacha of lechatchila. One should not be mishanu imapeh shetov b'chachamim, but b'di'evit you're yotze. No, Hallel, for example, the Bir Halacha compares it to Kriya Samegillah. There's halacha of Kichsava. The Pirkei Tilim have to be rendered properly. And therefore, just as when it comes to Kriya Samegillah, or just as when it comes to Kriya Shema, if you will mispronounce, you are not going to be Yotze. Here, the Bir Halacha assumes the Devar Poshut, that this applies to a Halal Shalem. That if for whatever reason, right, the word is mumbled, or a word is mispronounced, that you're not Yotze, the Chiv of Halal. That's what the Shar HaTzion writes in Tav Pei Ches. And even though it seems the Beis Yosef disagrees, right, the Mishnah Berurah reinterprets, right, the Chiddush of Beis Yosef, because he assumes the Devar Poshut, that if there is a matbeya of Tanakh that one is obligated to recite, to render, so in such a case, doing so properly is not just a din l'chatchila, but that is necessary even b'di'evit as well. This is a further Chiddush, perhaps bearing out that point of the Rambam Shita, the close, tight relationship between Kriyashma and Birchoseha. One of the issues regarding Kriyashma, we touched on this at the very beginning of the Mishnah in the second Perek of Brachos, is that is the issue of Mitzvos Tzrichos Kavana, something that the Gemara touches on in Brachos earlier, on Daf Yud Beis, Amar Aleph. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches discusses the machlokes Amoraim, Rabba, and Rab Zeira. To what extent mitzvos trichos kavana? To what extent mitzvos inan trichos kavana? Ideally, of course, everyone agrees kavana should be present. But what happens minimally? A person performed the mitzvah, the ma'aseh mitzvah was done with no particular kavana to be yotzei. Do we assume that kavana is indispensable? You're not yotzei, or do we assume that no, it didn't lechatchila mitzvah trichos kavana, b'di'evid in fact you are yotzei? Machlokes amoraim, machlokes rishonim lahalacha. The mechaber paskins mitzvah trichos kavana in simin samach in dinei kriyashma. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Chiddush of Radvaz, as we alluded to earlier, that perhaps there's a difference between mitzvos daraisa as opposed to mitzvos darabanan. That ideally, of course, kavanah is necessary for mitzvos daraisa as well as for mitzvos darabanan. B'di'eved, if a person did not have kavanah to be yotzei, in a mitzvah daraisa, the mitzvah must be repeated. In a mitzvah darabanan, b'di'eved, in fact, he's yotzei. The Prima Gadim, for example, raises the suffix. That's psak halach of the Mechaber. Of mitzvos trichos kavana, is that b'torah zvadai, or is that p'sak halacha b'torah safek? And sfeik daraisa l'chumra, because after all, kriyashma is a mitzvah, and daraisa. Tosus is bothered in brachos in Afyid Beis Amal Aleph, because the Gemara discusses the following issue in Hilchos Brachos. Let's assume, for example, a person is reciting a bracha. The case of the Gemara is the Birchas Hananim. The way Rashi understands the sugya is as follows. A person recites the beginning of the bracha, and when he's mazkir shem shamayim, he has in mind improper bracha, and all of a sudden he corrects himself. He's holding a cup of liquid, and right here and now he thinks that it's wine. So posach adayta dechamra, as Rashi explains, baruch atah Hashem, thinking he's going to conclude borei pri hagafen. And all of a sudden he realized this is not wine at all, this is a shahako. And he concludes the bracha properly, shakon yabidvara. To the bystander, the bracha sounded 100% intact. No, but I know that when I began the bracha, I was thinking to recite a bracha of borei pri hagafen, which I would not be yotzei with for this shahako. So what's the halacha? The Gemara raises the following issue. Do we assume that basar psichazlina, and therefore that's an inappropriate bracha? Basar chasimazlina, and that is an appropriate bracha? And the Gemara leaves this as a suffix. The Gemara has a take-o. Tosus quotes two very important deos. How do you paskin? A suffix in birchas anenin. Do you assume suffix brachas lahakel, or do you not? The one day in Tosus is the following. Verihai omer, lechumra, tetzarech levarech, pamacheres. Safek in Birchas Hananin. We assume Sfek is the Chomer. Rabbi Kvega writes in the Gilyan HaShas. After all, the Gemara tells us that Kol Hanene Min Olam Hazeh Lo Bracha Kilu Ma'al. So if you're dealing with a Safek Birchas Hananin, a Safek Mi'ila, Safek Yisurim, there you don't assume Sfek Adrabanan is the Kula. 2 days in Tosus. How one would paskin in that issue? So Tosus raises in the Ramas Cholo, Daf Yabezim and Aleph and Brachos, the following issue. Tosus assumes that mitzvahs einon tzrichos kavana. And therefore, Tosus writes, umay kami ba'ilei, v'havadai mitzvahs einon tzrichos kavana. What's the issue? No? If mitzvahs b'dievet don't require kavana, so what did you do? You had improper kavana when you began the bracha. So if you assume lahalacha mitzvahs tzrichos kavana, I understand. But assuming, as Tosus says, that mitzvahs einon tzrichos kavana, so of course, b'dievet, you should be yotzei. So Tosus gives the following answer. Tosus tells us that there's a difference between lack of kavana as opposed to inappropriate kavana. If a person would perform a mitzvah blank, without any kavana at all, in a neutral state of mind, in such a case, then I can argue mitzvah seinu tzrichos kavana. However, here, kavana l'davar acher. It's not that he didn't have proper kavana when he was maskir shem shamayim. Here, he had in mind he was going to conclude the bracha, borei pri hagafen. Improper kavana, kavana the Racher Tosus says is worse, and therefore that you would not be yotzei, and that's the suffix of the Gemara. Is this called improper kavana? Because for part of the bracha, yes, but for the conclusion of the bracha, the kavana in fact was in place. Good. That's the chiddush that Tosus writes. Rabbi Yona, in this sugyan bracha on Daf Yud Beis, gives a very different answer. Rabbi Yona writes, you have to distinguish between mitzvos that have an absolute, concrete maisa mitzvah, as opposed to relatively passive mitzvos, or mitzvos that are fulfilled merely al yedei dibur. Rabbi Yonah writes the following chiddush: when do we assume that mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana? For example, the Rambam writes, Perek Vav, of the Choschamitz matzah, a person eats matzah without kavana. So one could argue that implicit in the act, in the Maisa mitzvah, is some measure, some degree of kavana. However, when you're dealing with a mitzvah where there is no concrete act, or for example, a chiyuv bracha that is entirely dibur, so then the Chiddush Rabbi Yonah writes is that everyone agrees that mitzvah is tzrichos kavana. Dibur without kavana, one would not be yotzei. One has to distinguish in cases where there is a maisa mitzvah as opposed to mitzvahs where there is no concrete, tangible maisa mitzvah. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yonah. In fact, this is what Rav Avram ben Oshel Rambam suggests to resolve the parent stira in the Rambam Shita. How does the Rambam paskin regarding mitzvah tzrichos kavana, mitzvah seinon tzrichos kavana? The Rambam is mentioned in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel Chametz Matzah. Writes kafu vacha matzah yatzah. If a person is forced to eat matzah and he does so without kavana, he fulfills the mitzvah of berav tochel matzah. Mitzvah seinon tzrichos kavana. And in Perek Beis of Halacha Shofar, the Rambam writes in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tkiya shofar, kavana is necessary. When do you require kavana? When do you not? So Rav Avraham ben Oshel Rambam writes the following Chiddush. This is also found in Magid Mishnah, that perhaps the Rambam distinguishes between concrete Maisa Mitzvah as opposed to that which is relatively passive. When it comes to Achilas Matzah, Maisa HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana. When it comes to Tkiya Shofar, the Rambam emphasizes, what is the Mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar? The Rambam writes the Mitzvah is not one of Tkiya. The Rambam writes the Mitzvah is Shmiah. Shmiya Sakol. The Rambam writes the Shofar HaGozel based in Yerushalmi. Yerotze, because the mitzvah is the kol and ve'in bekol din gezel. The mitzvah is one of Shmiya. That's the Nusach HaBracha according to the Rambam. Lishmo kol Shofar. Again to Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam writes the Nusach HaBracha of Tekiah Shofar is not Lishmo kol Shofar, but rather the Bracha is Al Tekiah Shofar. Poshav Shat HaMachlok is the Rambam and Rabbi Natam. Is whether in fact the mitzvah of shofar is one of shmiya sakol or one is tkiya, how am I yotzei if it's tkiya? Simply through the principle of shomea kaona. Rav Rambam Oshel Rambam writes, the Rambam shita, the mitzvah of shofar is one of shmiya. Shmiya, of course, requires kavana. Similar to what Rabbi Yonah writes in this sugya, that if you're dealing with mitzvahs that, relatively speaking, are passive, mitzvahs that are ba'amira, like a chiyuv bracha, so in such a case, then everyone would agree that mitzvos tzrichos kavana. What is one of the difficulties with this chiddush? This is what the Lechem Mishnah points out in Perek Beis of Hilchos Kriyashma. Isn't it again the Mishnah that we've referred to several times? Hayakora b'Torah v'higiyaz man mikra im kivin li b'yatza. A person is reading in a Sefer Torah, and it so happens it's man Kriyashma. Is he yotzei with that? So what does the Mishnah tell us? Im kivin li b'yatza. Good. Im kivin li b'yatza. As long as he has kavana, he's yotzei. So the first line of the Gemara, Shmamina, mitzvos tzrichos kavana. So don't you see then that mitzvos require kavana? And after all, this is machlokus he mentioned, Rosh Hashanah Chavches, Rav and Rav Zeira. So how can Mishnah, mitzvos tzrichos kavana? So the Gemara answers that no, the kori lahagia. We're talking about the following case. Why is the person just reading the Sefer Torah beginning to an end? No? A sofer, for example, is reading through the Sefer Torah. Now, as Tosus explains, good. So therefore, when he is reading, he is not reading it properly. He's reading based on the way that the Sefer Torah is written to accommodate for chaseros v'yaseros. So obviously, he's not going to be yotzei. He's not going to read totafos. He will read it as tatfas, or read chaser. So if he wants to be yotzei, he has to intend to read it properly. That's what Tosus understands, the Mishnah. But not necessarily mitzvah srichos kavana. Mitzvah srichos kavana, that's the machlokes amoraim. And each shamar, Rav Zeira, will be able to understand the Mishnah, v'im kibli v'yatza. So the Mishnah asks, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Kriyashma, Rabbi Yonah just said the following chiddush, that mitzvah seinon srichos kavana is only when it comes to mitzvah sheish bo asiya, sheish bo maisa. And if you're dealing with, for example, a chiyuv bracha, dibur, everyone agrees kavana is necessary. So the Gemara says, Shma mina mitzvah srichos kavana. the Gemara should answer that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah which is dependent on Amira or Dibur. And of course, Kavanah is necessary. If Rabbi Yon is right, so therefore, the Gemara should give the simple answer, not have to assume Hachama Yaskinan Kori Lahagia. The Gemara should say, in these particular mitzvot, everyone agrees that Kavanah is necessary, as Rabbi Yon said in the Sugya Daf Yud Beis. No, that's the Kasha of the Lechem Mishnah. Unless one is going to distinguish between Bracha and Daf Yud Beis and Kriya Shema and Daf Yud Gimel. Maybe one could argue the following chiddush. Is Dibur considered to be a Maiso or is it not? Rabbi Yonah writes that the Dibur which is necessary for Bracha is not considered to be Maiso. Is that true when it comes to Kriya Shema? Kriya of the Parsha of Shema is not considered to be Maiso? Maybe one could distinguish between Amiras HaBracha as opposed to Kriyas HaShema. This is the Chiddush of Rabbi Ramchik, the Emek Bracha, that one cannot equate the Dibur, which is necessary for Bracha, as opposed to that which is necessary for Kriyas HaShema. Amira, Dibur, for a Chiyuv Bracha, that's called Ein Bo Maisa, and in such a case that requires Kavanah. But Kriya Shema requires a heightened level of Dibur, and that is considered to be a Maisa, comparable to Achilas Matzah, and that should be dependent on the issue of Mitzvos Srichos or Mitzvos in Srichos Kavana. Where do you see that this is true? That perhaps there's a difference in the quality of Dibur between a Chiyuv Bracha as opposed to Kriya Shema. So the Gemara discusses in Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Beis, the following issue. When a person, for example, recites a bracha ideally, right, it's necessary to articulate the words, and even furthermore, to be a mashmi al oznecha, to hear yourself recite the words that you enunciate. What happens b'di'eved? So b'di'eved, if a person does not do so, nonetheless, he is still Yotzi. What exactly does that mean? Samek Bracha points out, if you look in the Rambam, in Perak Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, in Perak Beis of Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Rambam formulates it in a very different way. The Rambam writes in Perak Aleph of Hilchos Brachos the following great Chiddush. Lichat Chila, when a person recites a Bracha, he must articulate, he must enunciate the words. B'di'eved, if he does not do so, he is Yotze. And the Rambam writes, Afilu birech belev, even if he didn't utter the words at all, even if the bracha was purely belev, he formulated the words mentally, he's Yotze. Incredible chiddush, the Rambam writes, that no, that b'di'eved, one is Yotze a bracha, even if birech belibo. Right, the Shagasari discusses this Rambam at length in Siman Vav. Rachman al-Tzan, a person who is an eno medaber, a person who is a shomei, he can hear, but he cannot speak. How is it that that person will fulfill so many mitzvahs that require dibur? That's the theme of the Shagasari in Siman Vav. So Shagasari begins by telling us the following. The Gemara tells us that hirhur is lav kedibur dami. If a person will just contemplate the words, but not formulate and articulate, hirhur is lav kedibur dami. What exactly does that mean? He writes a pretty basic machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rambam. The Mechaber assumes that means that one is not Yotzei any mitzvah that requires Dibur, al yedei hirhur. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes that whenever the Torah requires Dibur, for example, when it comes to Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, and Dibarta Bam, when Dibur is necessary, then hirhur is lav kedibur. Or for example, right, the Navi Yeshayah in Perak Nun Ches, v'daber davar. Now there's an iser of divrei chol b'shabbis. So hirhurim mutarim. Dibur is aser, hirhur is mutar. You know what the Rambam Shita is? Whenever the Torah requires dibur explicitly, hirhur is insufficient. But let's assume, for example, the Torah never states that absolute dibur is required, then when is Yotzei? Even al yedei hirhur, for example, in Birchas Hamazon, ve'achalta ve'savata, uve'irachta v'asa Hashem Elokecha, or when it comes to a standard bracha, the Rambam writes one is Yotzei al yedei hirhur. And the Shagasari points out the Mechaber Paskins against that. So the Shagasari writes that this would be an impressive nafkamina between the Rambam and the Mechaber. If a person is unable to speak, can he fulfill the Chiyuv Bracha by contemplating each word mentally without articulating, without any verbalization at all? According to the Rambam, yes. Afilu birech b'lev is sufficient. And according to the Mechaber, no. Then the Shagasari continues, the second half of the tshuva, also a very fascinating issue, assuming like the Mechaber, that you're not Yotzei unless you articulate the words yourself. Can I be Yotzei through the principle of Shomea Ka'onet? I'll hear someone else do so. Does Shomea Ka'onet work under these conditions? The Sugi and Sukkah, and the Aflam and Ches, the Chorah Shomea Ka'onet certainly should in fact work. But the Shagasari discusses there are some that maintain that's not true as well. This is explicit shita of the Ritva in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches, where the Ritva writes that Shomea Ka'ona only works when you yourself could have recited the bracha, then you can be Yotzei al Yedei Acherim. No, the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosos, Ritva. Right, let's assume, for example, that the Tzibur is davening at a faster pace than I am, and they come to Kaddish HaKadusha, and I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So what do you do? Right. So Tosus discusses the Sugin Brachas Chafalafon Beis and Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. Tosus writes the following Chiddush. Rashi Shit is Shomea Ka'onet. Stop. Have in mind to be Yotzei. At once you'll fulfill the Chiyuv of Kaddish HaKadusha, and it's not considered to be a Hefsik in Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. Apparently, Shomea Ka'onet does not have a Torah's dibur, and it's not considered to be a hefsek. And the Rin Rabbi Natan disagree and assume that's not true. If Shomea Ka'onet, if listening is tantamount to expression, so in such a case, that's considered to be a hefsek in Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, Tosu says that you cannot be Yotzei in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei al Yedei Shomea Ka'onet. The Mechaber twice in Arachayim, passages like Rashi Shita. If a person is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he can be Yotzei through Shomea Ka'onet, and the Mechaber writes Nechos Tefillin as well. Right? You're putting on your Tefillin, all of a sudden, Kaddish or Kedusha, you can have in mind to be Yotzei, Shomea Ka'onet, yes, you are Yotzei, and no, it is not considered to be a Hefsek. Good? Machlokis between Rashi and Tosfos. Pashut Pshat, that Machlokis is whether Shomea Ka'onet as a Torah as Dibur, it's as though I expressly articulated the words, or whether no. I didn't say a word. I was just Yotzei betoras Shemiah. Magen Avraham raises the issue in Sefirah Soma, for example. The pasuk says, "Usfartem lachem." So the Magen Avraham writes in Taf Beites, quotes the Tshuva Sarashpa, does Shomea Ka'onet work when it comes to Sefirah Soma? If the Torah says, "Usfartem lachem," you must count my listening to your rendition of Sefirah Soma. Is that my counting or is that not? Perhaps that's dependent to an extent in this issue of Rashi and Tosfos. To what extent Shomea Ka'onet has a Torah as Dibur? To what extent, in fact, is an At? The Ritva in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches writes a very different Shita. Rashi and Tosfos both assume Shomea Ka'onet works. According to Rashi, it works, and that's what you should do. According to Tosfos, it works too well. It's a Hefsek. You know what the Ritva writes? Shomea Ka'onet does not work. Why not? Because if you Al Pidin are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and you are not allowed to answer, so in such a case, Shomea Ka'onet would not work. All of us are sitting at the Shabbos table. Any one of us could make Kiddush. I can be Yotzei through you. If for whatever reason I cannot make Kiddush, right? In this case, I'm in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. I can't answer to Kaddish HaKadusha. So, Kol Shein Roi Lebila In Bila Makeves Bo, you're not Yotzei. That's the Kiddush of the Ritva. The Shagasai writes, the Machlokes, Rashi Tosus the Ritva, is the person who is capable of articulating. He's just in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But maybe in the case of a person who is Eino Medaber, maybe Shomea Ka'onet does not work at all. That's the theme the Shagasari discusses. A person, Rachmana Lasson, is Eino Medaber. How does he fulfill the mitzvos that have a Torah Dibur? So the Rambam writes, for most brachos, that's not a problem. Because after all, afilu birech belibo yatsa. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Brachos. Very important chiddush. What does the Rambam write in Hilchos Kriya Shema? Very differently. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis Halacha Ches of Hilchos Kriya Shema, l'chatchila, you must be mashmil oznacha. You have to hear yourself recite every word of the Shema. And b'di'eved, the Rambam writes, as long as you articulated the words, even if you failed to hear yourself do so, you are Yotze. So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos writes, Birech Belibo Yotze. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma writes, that's insufficient for Kriyashma. Kriyashma requires a Kriya. What is the Din B'di'eved? As long as you enunciated the words, you are Yotze, even if you didn't hear yourself do so. But Birech Belibo, Kara Balev, you certainly are not Yotze. That's the diuk of Emek Bracha, to assume that you cannot associate Amira with Kriya. The Rambam writes, Amira, you're Yotzi without uttering anything at all. That's considered to be a relatively passive expression, and that, Rabbi Yonah writes, requires Kavana. How then do you understand the Kashav Lechem Mishnah, the Sugya and Afir Gimel, that you are Yotzi? Kriya Shema without Kavana, if you assume it's a Saint Tzrichos Kavana? The answer is that no, Kriya Shema is a mitzvah, Sheyesh Bamaisa, comparable to an extent to a Kriya Samegillah, even though there a Kri Mitoch HaKsav is necessary, you wouldn't call that Mira Mira. There is a Maisa HaMitzvah, and perhaps that's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita distinguishing between Kriya Shema as opposed to a Chiyu Bracha, and the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah. Bracha, yes. And Kriya Shema explicit in the Gemara. That depends on the Machlokas, Rav and Rav Zera, whether mitzvos tzrichos or mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. So when it comes to Kriya Shema, as the Rambam writes, l'chatchila tzarech l'hashmil oznecha. That's what the Mechaber writes in Siman Samach Beis. And what's the halacha b'di'eved? Your Yotzei, even if you don't hear yourself recite every word, but the Mechaber writes explicitly, u'bilvad sheyotzei b'sfasav, as long as you articulate. So the need to hear yourself recite every word of Kriya Shema is only a din l'chatchila, but b'di'eved yoyotze. Even though the pasuk says Shema Yisrael, and the Gemara is drash and brachos and daf yud gimel, that one must be hashma laznecha, masha tamotzi mipicha, nonetheless l'chatchila necessary, but b'di'eved yoyotze. What does that tell us? The Gemara says Shema Yisrael. And the Gemara's drasha is Hashma la'oznecha masha tamotz mipicha. And all of a sudden, the Gemara tells us, Mechaber Paskin, Siman Samach Beis, the Rambam, that's only a din l'chatchila, but b'di'eved yotze. That halach of the Gemara, that drasha, Shema Yisrael, is that a din d'oraisa, or is that a din d'rabbanan? So the Ritva writes the following chiddush. This is found in Megillah and Daf Chav, where the Ritva writes, this is only an asmachta de Rabbanan. The whole halacha of the Gemara, that hashma laznacha, masha tamotzi mipicha, is only a din de Rabbanan. Why is that true? Because the Ritva writes a pretty basic principle, that if this would be a din de araisa, how can it only be a din lechatchila? If the Torah says this is necessary, how can I argue that, don't worry, you're Yotze without it? If this was a din d'araisa, a drasha gemura, Shema Yisrael, how can you argue that b'di'eved, in fact, you are Yotze? That's the chiddush of the Ritva. In fact, the Ritva writes a similar chiddush at great length in Sukkah and Daf Yud Aleph. There the Gemara discusses the need of lulav tzarech egen. You're obligated to bind the lulav together with the hadassim and aravas. On what basis is that true? The Gemara's machlokas rabbi and the Chachamim. Either a halacha gudas ezov, that lulav tzarech eged, or no, the sheet of the Chachamim is hidur mitzvah, zek keli vanvehu. Good? That's simply considered to be a way that you beautify the mitzvah. So if you hold it's a posuk that tells us that lulav requires eged, uvekachtem lachem, that's part of maisa lekicha, you're not yotzei without it. If you assume it's only a function of hidur mitzvah, so the Gemara tells us explicitly in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, it is a din lechatchila, but b'di'eved, you're yotze. Good. So the Gemara writes that, look, ideally, bind the lulav together with the hadassim and ravos, b'di'eved, if you don't, you're so yotze. The Rambam writes that means b'di'eved, not one b'zachar zeh. You pick up the lulav, you put it down. You take the hadassim, you put them down. Our ravos, put them down. B'di'eved, you're yotze. The Ritva writes, what do you see from that Chiddush in the Gemara? That concept of the Gemara, Hidur Mitzvah, Lulav Tzarach Eged, is that a Din D'Oraisa? Or is that a Din D'Rabbanan? The Ritva writes explicitly, a Din D'Rabbanan, a Din D'Rabbanan. Because if Hidur Mitzvah would be a Din D'Oraisa, how can the Gemara say it's only a Din L'chatchila, that B'diyevri Yotze? That's exactly that Ritva in Megillah and Dav Chaf. But if the Gemara tells us your Yotze, even though you didn't hear yourself articulate each word of the Shema, that must be that the whole need to do so was not Mikra Hadin Daraisa, but rather it's only a Din Drabanan. And the Ritva writes, because if it was a Din Daraisa, how can you argue it's only the Chatchila? And B'diyevid, in fact, you would be Yotze. That's an important Chiddush that the Ritva writes. It's even a further Chiddush, because in the case of Hidur Mitzvah, I could have argued as follows, that maybe Hidur Mitzvah is certainly a Din Daraisa. But why are you Yotze? I would have argued as follows. When it comes to the case of Hidur Mitzvah, is that an inherent part of the mitzvah itself? Or when it comes to Hidur Mitzvah, should argue it's a mitzvah kololis. It's an independent kiyum. If a person, for example, will fulfill a mitzvah, but he didn't quite make that mark of zekein vanvehu, didn't do so in a beautiful fashion, is there something inherently lacking in the mitzvah at hand? Or would you argue, no, the mitzvah was absolutely fulfilled. He failed to fulfill a separate mitzvah, which is called Hidur Mitzvah. Now, that requires a separate shir, regal achas. Whether Hidur Mitzvah is an inherent part, the manner in which one performs each and every mitzvah, or Hidur Mitzvah is now a mitzvah klalis, an extraneous, extrinsic halacha, apart from Tikkur HaMitzvah. Well, if you find a Rishonim that will argue, if you don't fulfill Hidur Mitzvah, you don't fulfill the mitzvah at hand, doesn't that indicate that Hidur Mitzvah is an inherent part of the Guf HaShem Mitzvah? Right, Rashi writes in Sukkah, for example, if you have a lulav hayavesh, if lulav is all dried out, you're not yotze. Why? Rashi doesn't quote the pasuk of priyei tzada. Rashi says hidur mitzvah zekein vanvehu. Rashi has cases where hidur mitzvah will prevent you from fulfilling the mitzvah itself. If one were to disagree with Rashi and assume the hidur mitzvah is a separate kiyum, one could have argued hidur mitzvah is a din daraisa. But even so, you're still yotze because even though you fulfill to fulfill Hidur Mitzvah, but the mitzvah at hand, you certainly have fulfilled. But that's the Chiddush the Ritva writes in the Gilan Daf Chaf and Sukkah Daf Yir Aleph, that if something is a Din L'Chatchila, then that's an indicator that it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. And that must be true of this requirement that you hear yourself articulate each word of the Kriya Shema. And this is against the view of the Rashba. The Rashba writes in Brachos and Daf Tesvav Amud Beis that this drush of the Gemara, Shema Yisrael, Hashma Loznacha, Masha Tamotz Mipicha, that the Rashba writes, is a Din Daraisa. And you do find Dini Daraisa that are clearly only halachos that are l'chatchila. You can have a Din Daraisa which is Malka B'dieved, a Din Daraisa which is l'chatchila. The Gemara assumes as a rule, when it comes to Kodshim, that Shonel V'Kosov L'Akev. If something is going to be Malka B'dieved, the Torah has to reiterate the halacha. If it's mentioned once, it's only a Din L'Chatchila. And what about in areas outside of Kodshim? Do we assume that you can have a Din D'Oraisa which is L'Chatchila or not? This is the Machlokas, the Ritva, and the Rashba. Right, in this case, where the Gemara mentions that in fact it's only a Din L'Chatchila, does that mean that it is a Din D'Rabbanan? Or does it mean in fact that it's a Din D'Oraisa? There's a fascinating Tosus in Nidan of Samach Vav Mudeis, where Tosus raises the following issue. The Gemara discusses the following case. Let's assume, for example, a person is being tovel b'mikvah. We know that you have to have a tefillah which is free of any chatzitza at all. Good? What happens if there's a chatzitza which is in the area of the mouth? That's a problem. That is considered to be a chatzitza. The Gemara raises the following kasha. But why is that true? When a person is tovel b'mikvah, the water does not have to enter the cavity of the mouth. No? So therefore, if you don't require bias mayim, if the water does not have to enter, why should there be a problem of chatzitza? That's the Gemara's kasha in Nidan Daf, Samach Vav Mabeis. No? So what is the Gemara answer? That principle we just mentioned, name of the Ritva, that kol harayu labila, in bila makevespo, kol she'en arayu labila, bila makevespo. The Gemara gives the following halacha. Let's assume a person has a karbe mincha, and the mincha is a combination of flour and oil. If the proportions are right, even though they are not mixed, the mincha is a mincha kshera. Let's assume, for example, the proportions are so off that it's impossible to mix. The small amount of oil would simply become absorbed in the flour. It's not even ryolabil, it's incapable of mixing. So that's the formulation of that principle. As long as it's ryolabila, then ein bila makevesbo. If it's ein or ryolabila, ein bila makevesbo. That's what Ritva said about Shamei HaKohanet. If you could have performed the mitzvah yourself, you can be yotzi through Shamei HaKohanet. If you couldn't have performed the mitzvah yourself, ein medaber, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, then Shamei HaKohanet doesn't work. That's the chiddush the Gemara writes when it comes to chatzitza. It doesn't mean that bias mayim is necessary, but you need rayu labila. You need rayu labias mayim. And therefore, chatzitz is poseles. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Chatzitz is a problem, even though there's no actual need for water to enter. So Tosfos raises the following kasha, in the Samach Vav. Kol harayu labila in bila ma keves bo. B'dieved. B'dieved. But as a din l'chatchila, isn't it necessary to actually mix the solus and the shemen? L'chatchila, it should be required. It should just be halacha b'di'eved. And therefore, Tosus raises then the following question. The halacha should be, when anyone is tova b'mikvah, l'chatchila, a person should open their mouth and allow all the water to rush in, b'yasmayim. B'di'evit, if you don't do so, as long as it was royal to be asmaim, that should be sufficient. And Tosos says that's not true. We don't assume that that's necessary as a din l'chatchila. So Tosos writes a fascinating teretz. This itself requires arichus. Tosos writes that when you're dealing with a mitzvah, then you can envision different gradations of the mitzvah. There's a l'chatchila, there's a b'di'evit. You daven with greater kavana, I daven with lesser kavana. Understand, a person can fulfill a mitzvah in various scales. But when you're dealing with certain areas lahalacha, a machshir, a mitaher, can there be lechatchila and b'dieved? A person is tovel b'mikvah. If that tefillah results in tara, that is a good tefillah. Can I argue that b'dieved yes, lechatchila no? There's certain areas of halacha where Tosa says, black and white, cut and dry, either yes or no, and there's no mid-ground. If the purpose of tefillah is to attain tara, and that tefillah attains tara, that means that that is a good tefillah, l'chatchila. Sometimes we'll say l'chatchila b'di'evet in terms of tefillah, it means l'chatchila, try to accommodate these views. B'di'evet, we'll rely on this view. But here we're not talking about an accommodation of tziruf hashitos. We're talking about mikra hadin. Tosfos says in areas of that which is a matir or a machshir or a mitahir, in such a case there you can't have l'chatchila b'di'evet. In a mitzvah, one can have these different gradations. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. In Nidah Samach Vav, but relevant to Kriya Shema, this machlokes, the Ritva, the Rashba, is it possible to have a din darais l'chatchila when it comes to this formulation of Kriya Shema itself? The coming shiurim will discuss various aspects of tefillah. We've already touched on the relationship of Kriya Shema and Birchoseha, Smichas Gula Tefillah, the thrust of tefillah. The Rambam writes that not only is Kriya Shema, as you know, a mitzvah daraisa, even tefillah itself is a mitzvah daraisa as well. Bezras Hashem, in the coming weeks, will have to devote the shiurim to many of the issues that pertain to Hilchos Tefillah. At this point, this will be the stopping point of our Dinei Kriya Shema. Certainly there's much, much more to discuss. This is just touching some of the Roshei Prakim of Dinei Kriya Shema. It's a good opportunity for those of you that have the time to now to sit down and to learn through the Hilchos Kriya Shema, and hopefully that experience will be enhanced based on some of the backgrounds and perspectives provided by the Shiurim.